Until 4 p.m. at the Harper Center, Slidell. Partners include Lemon Tree Recycling, Slidell Noon Lions Club, the School of Rock, and North Shore Roller Derby. Summertime Marketplace, a chef's event at the Harper Center, Slidell.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of He Said, She Said, right here on the airwaves on WGSO. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we invite you to join us. We're going to be opening up our phone lines in a minute at 504-556-9696. And we're going to do an open line, so love to hear from you. Jeff at WGSO.com is an email address. A lot to talk about here this evening. Been covering a lot of these stories. And I guess the first thing, Mimi, to delve into is, of course, what happened yesterday in the aftermath, the new indictment of President Trump.
Wait, something happened yesterday?
Number three.
I can't imagine.
And now we've got President Trump, who's going to be reporting to court again. And
in person.
Yes. And my prediction is he's going to raise more money off of this. His poll numbers are going to go up after this. And it's not going to prevent him from continuing his presidential campaign. So they're not going to be able to stop him.
No. And he definitely already has. I think he put out some sponsored ads immediately afterward. They were ready because they already knew it was going to happen about fundraising for these attorney fees. Now, we all showed up, not Jeff and I personally, but Americans showed up, I think, a million plus on J6. He needs y'all again, okay? You should be outside these courthouses in droves. If you could go for Michael Jackson, if you could go for O.J. Simpson, if you could go for all the other celebrities that Johnny Depp and make poster-sized cutouts of him as Jack Sparrow, I think you can show up outside of the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. Now, if I still lived in Virginia, my happy butt would be there, but we don't.
Yeah.
So if you live in the surrounding area, you know, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, you know, and even if you're such a patriot that you want to drive your patriotic
self
booty up to D.C. every time he shows up in court.
Yeah.
Every single time. We have to say, he keeps saying, it's not me, it's you. They're doing this too. So well, act like it's you and get up there.
You know what? He's right. It is because if he were a
not
liberal,
running.
If he were a celebrity, they'd love him. You know, if he were still doing The Apprentice, it would be no big deal. It's the fact that he's a politician and he has an agenda of put America first that they want to stop. And of course, that's our agenda. So he's really standing in between them and us. And I agree with that. So, yeah, it'd be great if people show up in great numbers. I think a lot of people are still intimidated after January 6th.
To stand outside a courthouse is so different.
I think I agree. I mean, I think you
the
saw
police, it's going to be adequate police presence. So I think we're good.
You saw some people in New York when he was indicted up there.
Yes.
And there were people down in Florida when he was indicted there. So
way more in Florida.
He's had people show up.
No, but I mean like bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger and badder.
You're talking about hundreds of thousands. Yeah.
That's a... I'm not talking about hundreds of thousands. I'm talking about make it look good.
Yeah.
Make it look like Michael friggin' Jackson is on trial for crimes of which we knew...
But
were true.
He does have, I mean, whenever he goes somewhere, people line up. I mean,
they do.
He does. I mean, look, when he came here to New Orleans, we had people that were there hours early. I mean,
and they were outside of the home, and I saw one video where they had hecklers there.
Yeah, I talked to a friend of mine
screaming
who said
at the people walking in.
There were a lot more supporters than hecklers.
Good. I wanted to be there.
So, you know, there's a history of his supporters showing up. They still need to do it. We can't let this government intimidate us. Can't let this government shut us down.
But this is
we've got to have our first. And that's what this whole thing, and I just want to talk about this indictment. That's what this whole indictment is about, our First Amendment rights, free speech rights. It's an attack on free speech. Donald Trump, you, me, anybody out there should be able to say the election is stolen. Democrats have been saying the elections have been stolen for 20 years. When Bush won, when Trump won, they said it was stolen. Nothing ever happened.
Hillary just did.
Hillary, yeah. Hillary, all kinds of Democrats.
Stacey Abrams, she said she was governor 2 years out.
You know, Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee, all these people said that the election was stolen. So, you know, nothing happened to them. And, of course, this is a different set of standards. Everything's different. It's a double standard of justice. We can't say it enough. It is. There's no justice.
Well, let's give a little color commentary to the judge. This judge is ridiculously partisan. Like, she put the most J6ers, protesters, in jail of any other judge. She has connections to Hunter Biden. Like, a change of venue couldn't be more warranted if they tried. And I saw a commentator today on the news who was saying that nothing should be tried in Washington, D.C. Nothing.
Well, Donald Trump.
It should be a neutral zone. And you go back to whatever state it is.
Look at where they've got him trapped. Georgia, he got 26% of the vote in Fulton County. New York City, he got 12% of the vote in New York City. Washington, D.C., he got 5.6% of the vote there. So it's not a jury of his peers. 95% of the people that would be called for a jury would be anti-Trump people. It's not fair. He's got
to
change.
Are they anti-First Amendment
gotta
people?
Got to change the venue.
No, you do.
That's
have
what
to
Alan Dershowitz
and you
got to
change the judge. That it's such a conflict of interest.
And those January 6th folks, and again, been really in contact a lot with Jake Lang, who's one of the January 6th folks. I mean, this man has been in jail since January of 2021. No trial. No trial.
And yet they want a 70-day, 90-day period to try Trump?
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
They want to put him behind bars.
They haven't. I know they're prepared on what their outline's going to be for the trial, but they weren't allowed discovery until now. So they have to get all this. They can subpoena. Listen, this whole thing is actually, I think he probably wanted it, Trump, because now he gets to litigate
the election.
That there was election fraud.
And
he gets to call people in.
Yeah.
And he gets to show videos. I think there's a 10-minute a video of every single Democrat calling election fraud.
Well,
I mean, you can call every single last one of them.
But more importantly, he needs to show the video of the actual election fraud that took place in 2020. And there's video of that.
They're going to show it.
So, I mean, he's got evidence to point to not only Democrats calling the election fraud, but also fraud in the 2020 election. And that's what bothers me about the media. You know, they say genital mutilation is, you know, gender affirming. They call the 2020 election free and fair and the fairest of all time. And they say anybody that brings up the fact that it was stolen is lying. So, yeah, we need to bring it on. And I think maybe he's been preparing for this. Hopefully he's got
I'm
the
sure
evidence.
He has. I think they've been preparing since January, February of 21. Now let's talk about an election, a court, victory that he had in Pennsylvania on Monday, which was not really reported. And I can understand it got lost in the whole Hunter Biden thing, but this is very important. There was someone who tabulates the votes in Pennsylvania who wanted to sue him for defamation, and the judge came back and said that he's exempt. He has immunity from those charges. So that is going to be precedent in this case. So
okay.
Hold on.
Kobe, I think we're starting early, but we'll go ahead and do the break now. I think it's a little, I think it's a minute early, but let's go to the break. And we'll come back with more right here. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. Our talk line, 504-556-9696. We'll be right back.
The American Italian Cultural Center is located at 537 South Peter Street in downtown New Orleans. At the center, you can visit our museum, where you will learn the story of America, when an expanding country after the Civil War was in need of a larger workforce, which Southern Italy was eager to supply. We are one of the city's secret multicultural gems. Explore our museum. Rent one of our beautiful event spaces. We offer dual citizenship assistance and translation services. Take an Italian language class. Enjoy our concerts and lectures. And travel with us to lovely Italy. I'm Frank Maselli, chairman of the American Italian Cultural Center. Learn more at AmericanItalianCulturalCenter.com or call us at 504-522-7294. Ciao!
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit HotelStoryville.net.
Would free money help your business? The U.S. government has $80 billion available to fund small businesses. As long as you have W-2 employees, you could be eligible for the Employee Retention Credit. This could be up to $26,000 for each W-2 employee that you kept on the payroll for 2020 and 2021. To get started, email me at jeff@ringsidepolitics.com. Your company name and address, your type of business, and the number of employees you have. At no cost to you, our CPAs will confidently review your company's payroll information from 2020 and 2021, and within a week, be able to tell you how much of a refund your company can expect to get back. You only pay a fee if and when you receive this refund. This is not a loan, so claim your refund now without doing the complex paperwork yourself. Our experts are ready to help you file your application now. Nonprofits and charities can also qualify. For more information, visit ringsidepolitics.com. That's ringsidepolitics.com.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
We're back. We're back. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
And I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we're going to take some calls in a minute at 504-556-9696. But I want to talk about the timeline. And Mimi's got all of this outlined for us. I also want to mention one other thing. And that is a despicable response of Mike Pence, who I think is just...
Oh, he stepped in it so bad.
An absolute disaster. He is number one on the list of Republicans with an unfavorable rating because of the way he's been on his high horse and tried to say he stood by the Constitution instead of standing by one person. He looks terrible. As he should. He's throwing Donald Trump under the bus constantly, trying to defend his own indefensible actions. I think history will not judge him kindly. Certainly the Republican electorate doesn't judge him kindly. His campaign is going nowhere, justifiably so. Nobody should support the guy. He's a neocon. He's a warmonger, wants to double down in Ukraine. So he's basically a Bush Republican.
Well, I think that when he says that he followed the Constitution, it's a major deflection, and it gives him plausible deniability. And this is why I think that. It is because saying you follow the Constitution is extremely broad when it comes to this process. It is very specific, okay? That your representatives, they follow what the elector said in your state. Now, if they contest it because it's such a close call where the votes are so close, they can contest it. All Trump was doing was to ask him to abide by these Congress members who say they're right to contest the results in their state, and you would send it back for a 10-day pause in order to look into it and check out who these electors are.
Right.
It's very normal. Hillary did it. She tried to do it. She even had super delegates. That's how she won and beat Bernie. She stole it. So,
well, if you remember, before Trump got inaugurated, they were trying to monkey with the Electoral College. They were trying to get electors that were pledged to Donald Trump to go back on their pledge. So they were trying to subvert democracy.
Well, they were trying. That's what they accused him of doing.
They were trying to blow up the Electoral College, and that doesn't get enough attention. So Hillary was doing everything that they're now accusing, of course, Donald Trump are doing. It's a double standard again. He's getting it, and they got away with it, and it's just infuriating.
Well,
and it's just absolutely infuriating.
I think it keeps getting reported that Trump said that Pence was too nice to stand up or do. I'm sure he said it in a little bit of a derogatory way.
A coward.
But this is really, when did he say it? Mm-hmm. What's the context? Mm-hmm. Because I'm pretty sure he said it after the whole thing went down.
Yeah.
Okay. And after the events of that day where he was going to do it, okay, they were headed to do it and they had all of these states lined up. After the events of that day, some of the Congress men and women took back, they decided not to contest their states. And Pence was like, I'm going to look like a fool if I'm standing up here. And I'm like, he had, listen, just like every other judge in this country who refused to hear he never got a ruling on whether the election was defrauded. He had them say, I won't hear this case.
I don't believe Pence was.
And the Supreme Court did it too.
Yeah, I don't believe Pence was ever going to do the right thing. I don't think he ever had the courage to do it because he was getting pressured from the beginning to not do it. So I don't think he ever was going to do it. There were a lot of members of Congress who were going to vote to contest the election who backed away.
After the events.
After the riots, after the protests.
The protest.
After the non-insurrection. And they decided to cowardly slink away. There were some who stood firm and voted to contest it, but a lot of them didn't. And you know, and that was the whole purpose, to get the discussion away from the election fraud onto the quote-unquote insurrection. And that's why I believe the whole thing was a setup from the deep state and Antifa, and it was a distraction from the issue we should have been talking about, and that is the election.
Okay, so to add to that, Congress uncovered texts and emails that came in and out of Nancy Pelosi's office that showed the railroading of her denying and deflecting Capitol Police requests to beef up security. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is not going to be indicted for whatever on this last indictment about trying to interfere with votes because he called for the National Guard. And both the mayor of D.C. and Nancy Pelosi said no.
And that
they said no.
Yeah, and that doesn't get enough publicity. That gets swept under the rug.
It'll be in court.
He was trying to secure the building. He was trying to have enough security there. He just wanted people to peacefully and patriotically make their voices heard outside the Capitol. He didn't want people rushing into the Capitol. That wasn't what he was calling for. He was calling for protests of what was a sham election, a stolen election. That's all.
Okay, so let's move on to the timeline of the fraudulent and fake and phony Bidens. I call them the Bribedens. I suggest that you adopt that moniker. Bribedens. Okay, June 7th, FBI releases documents to Congress alleging the Bidens took a $10 million bribe from Burisma. June 8th, the next day, Jack Smith indicts Trump in Mar-a-Lago docs case. Fast forward to July 26th, Hunter Biden goes to court and rejects sweetheart plea deal after, listen, I want to stop at the sweetheart plea deal. Come up with another synonym because it's starting to sound like a talking point. a talking point. Okay.
How about scam plea deal? You know, how about fraudulent plea deal?
There you go. Okay. So rejects scam plea deal after it was revealed DOJ tried to give him blanket immunity from future prosecutions. Next day, July 27th, Jack Smith adds more charges, three more, in fact, for Trump in the Mar-a-Lago case. A few days later, July 31st, Hunter Biden's former business partner,
Devin Archer,
mm-hmm. and Tucker interviewed him today. It's out today, so check it out. It's a modified interview with a long form coming. Okay, partner testifies to Congress that Joe Biden was on over 20 calls with his son's business partners and that Burisma execs pressured them to fire the prosecutor. Next day, Jack Smith indicts Trump again for January 6th. So guess what's going to happen tomorrow?
Yeah.
Because there was news today. Tucker's got the interview out.
Mm-hmm.
So Devin Archer is actually, I mean, the transcript is, I mean, we got the man saying exactly what it was. Facial expressions, body language, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
You can expect, because Biden is still in hiding. He's not in his basement. He's on the beach. But they both start with the B, so I think that that counts. Okay, so something will happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably add more charges.
Yeah.
Do you know they're not even finished interviewing everybody that's involved in this indictment?
Yeah, well, what they're trying to do is rush it forward. They're trying to get it in as quickly as possible. What Trump should do, in my opinion, is try to delay this as much as possible.
Oh, there's no room, time for discovery.
Yeah, there's got to be delay, and he's got to make sure that the venue changes. But back to what you were saying about that and what Devin Archer said. Because the Democrats said that was just about the weather and that he was just talking pleasantries. He just loves to talk to his son, and his son just put him on speakerphone, and it was all innocent. No, his son has no skills other than crack and prostitution. The son only has the dad, and the son only can deliver one thing, and that is the dad. So what he was doing is showing to these people, here's the dad, here he is on speakerphone. He doesn't have to say anything. It's just showing him on speakerphone. That's Hunter Biden delivering. That was what got them the money. That this Joe Biden being on the speakerphone, Hunter delivering him, that proved to these people, all right, he can deliver, Dad. We'll pay him.
Well, and I'll tell you that the IRS agents are fully aware of these tactics.
Yeah.
They know exactly how it goes down.
Right.
Devin Archer said that he was calling as a... Look, I have access to my...
Yeah, and he's not going to be dumb enough to say on a speakerphone something about a deal. He's not going to talk about that on a speakerphone.
And Devin also said that there was an occasion that Hunter left with the two men from Burisma outside to go talk to Biden. Yeah. Oh, what was that about?
Probably something corrupt.
He was probably talking about the stripper underwear. Yeah. Oh, y'all, listen to this.
All right, hang on. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO.
Of your glasses fogging up when you go outside, when you drink coffee, open the oven or the dishwasher? Well, I've got your answer. The Clear Stuff, the best anti-fog eyeglass cleaner. It's also anti-static. The Clear Stuff is especially designed for any anti-reflective coating because it usually has an oily film making it hard to clean. But not with the Clear Stuff. You just need to apply to your glasses once every few days. And after you apply it, use a clean microfiber cloth to avoid scratching your lens. The Clear Stuff is your all-in-one lens cleaner. It keeps your glasses cleaner for longer and fills in those small scratches on glasses to increase optimal clarity. It also can be used for sunglasses, goggles, phones, computer screens, and televisions. To order the Clear Stuff today at theclearstuff.com. Three different sizes starting at $9.99. And if you order now on our website, we'll offer a massive discount. 25% off the 1 ounce and 2 ounce jars. So order yours today at theclearstuff.com. Theclearstuff.com, where vision meets clarity, clear eyewear.
Well, we know about our economic problems, supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, sky-high gas prices. And during COVID, the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. So many little guys the small business owners, were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? We vote with our dollars. That's how we make a difference. No more shopping at big box stores. If you can get the items from a family-owned company, we help people walk away from the big box conglomerates. We can shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. Family-owned companies put their customers first, not Wall Street investors. Let's together cut off their cash flow. We can choose to help regular people by shopping with family-owned businesses and buying products made in America. Call 718-869-9020 or visit the Patriot Shopper.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. The State Department of Education says LEAP scores for 3rd through 12th graders are up for a second consecutive year. Jeff Palermo has the story.
Superintendent of Education Cade Brumley says 75% of school systems improved from the 2021-22 school year to last school year, and that includes strong improvement from 3rd and 4th graders in English, and older students also showed gains.
We have high school growth across the board.
Brumley says mastery rates also improved for African American students, economically disadvantaged students, and students with disabilities.
We certainly want these numbers to increase and be better overall in terms of proficiency, but again, we are seeing growth.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Office of Public Health is launching Operation Immunization, an initiative to raise awareness about the importance of immunization and reverse declining vaccination rates in Northeast Louisiana. 9 of the 12 parishes have lower vaccination rates than the statewide average for the common childhood vaccine series at age 2. LRN.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. On our farm in Cheneyville, my brother and I grow sugarcane, soybeans, rice, and crawfish. It's more than a living for us. It's a lifestyle. And the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation is a grassroots organization that stands together to protect that lifestyle. You depend on agriculture, and we depend on you to join us.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve you.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. Let me tell you about a company I trust, Eagle Security Systems. They've been locally owned and operated for over 40 years. They provide residential and commercial security and fire systems. They install surveillance camera systems and provide 24-hour alarm monitoring by their central station. Eagle Security Systems can offer cellular interactive service, which allows you, the customer, to control your system from a smart device anywhere. They can take over any existing alarm system and provide cable TV and internet wiring for your home or business. So you're tired of just being a number? Do you want to experience personal service? Then you need to call Eagle Security Systems, 504-340-1414, or check out their website, eaglesecuritynola.com. I trust Eagle Security, and you should too. And let them protect your home and business with the eyes of an eagle. All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we both like Vivek Ramaswamy. He is a presidential candidate, could be on the short list for VP. I like the way he takes it to the media, takes it to the DOJ, filed a FOIA request with the DOJ looking for documents. And now, of course, they're trying to get him on his past comments being critical of Donald Trump. But as he points out, what they're doing to Donald Trump now is using unprecedented legal theories, something that is untested, and he shouldn't be doing that in the middle of a presidential race.
Well, and he said, and I think we've all thought this, but it hasn't been expressed as often as it should be. The reason why everyone showed up to that rally was because we had endured a ridiculous amount of censorship that we have never seen in forever, I think, since the Civil War. Okay? Mm-hmm. I think that's the last time that they were jailing their political rivals and they were putting out propaganda and all kind of BS. So you know, it was because of the unprecedented censorship that we had been experiencing. It was because of the Summer of Love riots where we watched people die. They were shot dead and nothing happened, and they fundraised their little fannies off, you know, every time someone was killed or a building was burned.
And so we were censored about COVID. We saw the country burn. We also saw lies being told to us about treatment for COVID. We saw lockdowns and we saw our economy destroyed. So all these different things. And we saw an election that was stolen. We saw them manufacture ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots and drop boxes and all these unprecedented things that had never been done before, because supposedly people that could stand in line at Walmart couldn't stand in line and vote.
Well, and you could protest, but if you were a preferred protest, but I'll tell you, there's one thing that Robert F. Kennedy brought up, and we've all heard it, misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people don't understand what malinformation is. It is information or opinion that doesn't align with the government's
talking points.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what really is Trump is being indicted for. That's what they're always using against Robert F. Kennedy. Yeah. You know, they use it against DeSantis with the history curriculum. They use it all the time. It's just not popular opinion.
But, and I understand RFK has been mistreated, but I don't think no one comes close to how they've treated Donald Trump.
Get ready.
Yeah, I mean, they don't like RFK, but Trump has had 8 years of this, not stopping.
Let's surmise it's probably not going to happen, but let's surmise RFK primaries, Joe. You think they're not going to come for him like Trump? Do you think, let's surmise that Trump doesn't get it, okay? Let's surmise that he has a health issue, because that's the only thing going to keep him from running, okay? And one of the others get in. They know it's going to happen to them, too. Do they have enough money to go through these lawsuits?
Yeah.
Do they have enough fortitude to go through it?
Yeah.
Will they back down? I'm sure no one could go through what this man's gone through and not have had a mental break and stop being a teetotaler and not drink excessively.
He's a unique person in American history. He really is. And
his wife, she is.
I also commend RFK because he doesn't need this. I mean, he had his uncle and his dad assassinated, and he's doing it, and they're not giving him Secret Service protection. They're being very vindictive against him, but he's fighting, and on a lot of issues, he's right. He's liberal on a lot of issues, but on a lot of issues, he's right. He's certainly the best Democrat by far.
The Biden administration is refusing to release the Kennedy
classified
docs. And I'm going to just say this. Trump knows everything. He read it from cover to
and
cover.
And Trump didn't release it all either.
He knows it.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that. And I think that they should obviously, if they have any common decency, they would round up the family members
and tell them
personally and let them decide,
but
whatever.
The reason
Trump needs to quietly have a meeting and tell him what happened to
his
father.
The reason they're not releasing it is because our government was involved. And I believe that. And so does RFK Jr.
But he deserves to know.
The whole country deserves to know, okay? The American people need to know if our own government took out our elected leader. We all need to know. This all needs to be released. All right, let's get to some phone calls. 504-556-9696. And let's start here with our good friend from the Hoosier State, the great state of Indiana. Mark, checking in with us here this evening. How are you, my friend? And good evening to you.
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening, Mimi. Hey, Mimi. What would you call Joe and Hunter in the basement talking on speakerphone to the Chinese about Hunter's business?
Oh, I'm not that quick. I'm thinking.
Tell her, Jeff.
Weather Underground.
There! That's perfect.
Yeah, I had to say that was a good one. I'm stealing that, Mark. I'm stealing it.
Yeah, I gave it to you. Uh-huh. Hey, yes.
Mark, I got one for you.
Okay.
If Trump were Popeye, these indictments are his spinach. Take it!
That's true. Yeah, Bluto would be on the judge, probably. But
okay, what you got?
Okay, I'm from Columbus here in Indiana, the same hometown as Mike Pence. I've seen him in the barber shop over in Edinburgh, Sherman's barber shop. That's where he used to go to get his haircut. But that's just trivial. But Pence, if you remember right, didn't endorse Trump from the start. He was endorsing somebody else. I can't remember whether it's Jeb Bush or Chris Christie or who it was. But he wasn't endorsing Trump. But then when Trump...
Didn't he endorse Cruz?
He might have. Ted Cruz or Jeb Bush one too. I can't remember. But anyway, when Trump got the nomination and selected Pence, right then the deep state approached Pence. Pence was a good governor for Indiana, just like DeSantis was a good governor for Florida until he was bought by the deep state. But Pence was sabotaged from the start. He gave Trump bad advice throughout the whole first year or two, picking deep state.
And you know what I think is very telling? Remember how Michael Flynn got fired? Because Mike Pence made a big deal, supposedly Michael Flynn lying to him about his conversations with Russia. And that led to the downfall of Michael Flynn, who the deep state wanted to get out of the Trump administration from the beginning. So I blame Pence for that.
He was a mole. Also, he was the one in charge of COVID, the COVID policies, you know. He was giving Trump bad advice on Fauci and Birx and the other folk singer. But played the guitar, the NIH guy. What's his name?
Yes. I forget his name. Yes.
The one that did Puff the Magic Dragon, killed little Jackie Paper because he didn't wear a mask or something like that. But anyway, Trump, Pence was nothing but a sabotage, mole. That's all he was there for.
So what you're saying is that he was a good guy. He was a strong conservative as governor. So this is something that changed after he became the running mate, right?
Career politicians, Jeff, are always bought by somebody and paid for. That's what I mean. They're all the Republicans. They're all occupied.
Well, I mean, he's originally from Congress. That should tell you everything you need to know.
But I mean, I liked him because his original, he was originally on talk radio. I mean, the guy had origins in talk radio. He's a conservative.
You're just saying that because when we saw him, he mentioned you were on radio.
Yes, he was very friendly to me and I liked him. I mean, I don't like him now, but I mean, I liked him then. I thought, hey, this guy's cool. Talk radio. He's friendly. And
I thought he was a great governor.
I'm disgusted by him now. I'm disgusted by him now.
Well, the longer you're in power and the higher you go in power, it just gets warped if you don't have the right acumen.
Ultimately,
Yeah, absolute power. Yes, corrupts absolutely.
Corrupts, all right, my friend. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
we
you.
We got to roll to a break. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, Indiana. So there you go. We knew him back in the day at the barbershop.
Yep.
And, you know, again, a guy who lost his way, and sad.
I don't think he's going to be welcome in that barbershop. I think he's got a rude awakening coming to him.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be able to eat out.
Yeah.
Don't even think about Waffle House, dude.
Yeah.
It ain't happening.
504-556-9696. Open line here in the program. Come join us at He Said, She Said on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. We're going to take a brief time out, take care of some business. Back to your phone calls and open lines right after this.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
The American Italian Cultural Center is located at 537 South Peter Street in downtown New Orleans. At the center, you can visit our museum, where you will learn the story of America, when an expanding country after the Civil War was in need of a larger workforce, which Southern Italy was eager to supply. We are one of the city's secret multicultural gems. Explore our museum. Rent one of our beautiful event spaces. We offer dual citizenship assistance and translation services. Take an Italian language class, enjoy our concerts and lectures, and travel with us to lovely Italy. I'm Frank Maselli, chairman of the American Italian Cultural Center. Learn more at AmericanItalianCulturalCenter.com or call us at 504-522-7294. Ciao!
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Would free money help your business? The U.S. government has $80 billion available to fund small businesses. As long as you have W-2 employees, you could be eligible for the Employee Retention Credit. This could be up to $26,000 for each W-2 employee that you kept on the payroll for 2020 and 2021. To get started, email me at jeff@ringsidepolitics.com. Your company name and address, your type of business, and the number of employees you have. At no cost to you, our CPAs will confidentially review your company's payroll information from 2020 and 2021, and within a week be able to tell you how much of a refund your company can expect to get back. You only pay a fee if and when you receive this refund. This is not a loan, so claim your refund now without doing the complex paperwork yourself. Our experts are ready to help you file your application now. Nonprofits and charities can also qualify. For more information, visit ringsidepolitics.com. That's ringsidepolitics.com.
We're back. He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Carrere.
I'm Mimi Carrere.
And one of the issues we wanted to just touch on for a second, and then we're going to get to these other calls, the controversy over the chef that died in the Obama compound. So it looks like that maybe there was a woman with him there on the lake.
That's being reported.
And the guy didn't have a life preserver, but was an accomplished swimmer. Had learned how to swim.
It turns out it was 4 to 6 feet of water, not 8.
Not 8. So again, all of it very suspicious. All the reporting was sketchy. They didn't put all the information on. They still haven't released all the details. 5 days after the event, Michelle Obama is pictured playing tennis, and Barack Obama is pictured with bandages on his fingers that they say is helping him with his golf grip, and it looks like a black eye
to me. Yeah.
And it's just all sketchy.
It's Who not Pelago.
It's sketchy. Yeah, all of it's sketchy. All right, let's go to the phone lines at 504-556-9696. Our friend Matthew in Houma is with us. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening, Mimi. Mimi, where yes. are your sources for this story about voter fraud in Pennsylvania? I'm not psychic. I can't read your mind.
You're right. And... hold on. I found it. It was a story. His attorney, Elena. What's Elena's last
name? Haba?
Yes. She talked about it last night on Hannity. And I've also read it.
Okay.
I wish I could tell you exactly where it came from, but I would imagine you could Google it. Pennsylvania, you know, Trump victory in Pennsylvania.
Well, he can find it by just going to look under Hannity. I mean, find it that
yeah.
way. Yeah. Okay, Matthew,
yeah,
there you go, buddy.
I'll go check out his, I'll go check that out. So one of the things that's apparent to me is that they're trying to drain Trump's campaign donors before the race even began.
Yes. They've already spent $40 million, already spent $40 million on his defense. So I think that is a very good point, a very shrewd point. You could be right on that. Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to
but
do.
I think that it was reported that he put like $100 million of his own money towards the campaign.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So,
yeah. Okay.
You know, I don't know. It's a wash.
Still doesn't go very far nowadays.
All right, my friend. Thank you, Matthew in Houma. Check that out. And
nothing goes far.
Hopefully, you'll see it.
But and it has been quite costly. But that doesn't mean. I mean, he has put up
yeah,
the money,
right?
And I know he has more
yeah.
of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we should worry.
All right. 504-556-9696. Let's get back to it. And we go to Roy, who is with us in Metairie. Hey, Roy, how are you? Good evening.
I'm all right.
Hey, what's going on, my friend?
Okay, this morning I heard from somebody that said the Jefferson Parish cops were pulling people out of Walmart. And I know who it was. It was a guy who called before me. But they were following the Constitution. This is all Cynthia Lee Shang's doing. She wanted to force that rule. She went to Joseph LoPinto and told him to enforce it. He said he doesn't work for her. He works under the Constitution. And he said he couldn't do that. The only way he would pull people out is if Walmart called and said they wanted to those people out for trespassing.
Okay, so what's the backstory here? I'm not familiar.
So this morning, our friend called in and was critical of Jefferson Parish's handling of COVID and saying, I'm just telling Mimi, hold on, Roy, I'm telling Mimi about the backstory and saying that, you know, there's too much of a crackdown and they were, you know, enforcing this lockdown, enforcing the mask mandate, taking people out of, you know, arresting people and so forth. So that's what Roy is responding to.
All right, Roy, keep going.
Go ahead, Roy.
Okay, so what happened is she assigned the fire marshal the job of keeping them out, or they were going to pull these people's licenses and permits. So the fire marshal went to all of these places and said, if they're not wearing a mask, you got to tell them to get out or we'll shut you down. Okay, this is all Cynthia Lee Shang's doing.
It's well, they did that
doing.
In a lot of major cities. They did that
yeah.
in New York City.
Okay,
they
but,
did that
okay,
New
this
Jersey.
Okay, but morning, Matthew was saying that the Jefferson Parish police were dragging people out of Walmart. The only way they would have done that is if Walmart, somebody from Walmart who mm-hmm. works there, manages or whatever, called them and said mm-hmm. they wanted these people out. Otherwise, mm-hmm. they weren't doing that. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it would be the fire marshals doing that.
The Constitution says any business that wants to say that these people, they want them out for trespassing, they can call the sheriff's office and all.
Right.
Okay, that's what happened.
Okay. All right, my friend. Well, thank you for clarifying that. And, appreciate your call, Mr. Roy. Thank you, sir. That's Roy with us. I think it's in Marrero. I think Roy is with us in Marrero.
Well, I'll tell you that they didn't care about the Constitution during COVID. They got so brain warped.
Yeah, right. And, you know, it's a shame we had...
And Cynthia, everyone complied. Don't ever do that again.
We It's a shame we didn't comply.
No, we didn't.
It's a shame we didn't have more independence here in Jefferson Parish. It's a shame we had Cynthia Lee Shang following the lead of LaToya Cantrell, and that people were ripped out of these doors, no matter how it went down. In Jefferson Parish, it should have never happened.
Do you remember that time we were in Dornax and I refused to put my mask on, and I was having this woman was calling me all kind of nasty names about killing the neighbors, and I was like standing up to her. Do you remember? And you were like, just put it on. I'm like, I'm not putting it on. I said, and you said you wouldn't put it on, and you put it on.
Just for a second, because this woman was hysterical.
I don't care.
And she was literally hysterical. All right, 504-556-9696. All right, pro-life, whistleblowing, patriotic, buccaneer, Phil from Jefferson is with us. How are you, sir? Good evening.
I am greatly blessed, and so are you. But it's time to protect our blessings. Good evening, brother and sister, pro-life, whistleblowing, parents, patriots, police, military, pet owners, cowboys, and cowgirls. Now is the time to defend Donald Trump. Now is the time to defend Donald Trump. One more time. Now is the time to defend our real president, Donald Trump.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Every second of every day, everything that you and I see on Hexavision TV is an attack operation underway. The DOJ, the Department of Judas, the FBI, the fascist baloney invaders, the CIA, the Nazi Chi-Com Infiltration Agency, and the UFO Satanic Secret
Service. I was just going to say the UFO. Okay.
They're indicting our real president, Donald Trump. Stand up and defend Trump. Stand up and defend Trump. Stand up and defend Trump. One more time. Stand up
Amen,
defend
brother.
Trump.
Stand up.
All right. Okay. Thank you, whistleblower. Thank you, whistleblower. All right.
Fight the aliens.
All right. Finally, let's conclude with our friend from the Buckeye State. We only got about a minute, but we'll give the final word to the one and only Cash Money. Cash, how are you, sir? Good evening.
How are you, Jeff? How are you, Mimi?
Good, good.
You know, are we seeing the American rope-a-dope? He's going to come in floating like a yellow jacket. He's going to sting like a tea. Trump's going to win the next election. This, I guarantee. Had to put in a little entertainment value since everybody else
did.
In,
you know. I like it.
Come on. I just come up
well
with that
done.
This morning. Jeff said it was pretty good. I said, that's airworthy. Jeff texted me.
Well,
that's
Trump.
Airworthy. You are the epitome of airworthy,
right,
my
and
friend.
Trump was good friends with Muhammad Ali, so that worked
there
really
you go.
Well.
That works well.
Well,
all right, Cash.
The other airworthy. Treason. Thank you. Nothing more than treason. All right, you guys have a great evening.
All right,
thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks to everyone who called and listened. We'll be back next Wednesday, 5 p.m. right here on He Said, She Said. I'll see you in the morning for Ringside Politics. All right, Mimi.
All right.
Thank you. Coming up next, Something to Say. Keep it right here on WGSO. Folks, have a great evening. We'll see you in the morning for Ringside on WGSO.
You tease me with your loving duplicate.
Are you tired of cookie-cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship, and it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple, lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective created solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results. At the Louisiana Voter Information Project, we strive to give legitimate voters a greater voice. In this legislative session, we supported a bill to give the public the right to recall and replace an elected official who betrays the trust of voters. Now that election season is here, we are urging the candidates for governor to place the issue of election integrity at the forefront of their campaigns. Without honest elections, there cannot be an honest government. The top priority for our next governor must be to clean up our corrupt voter rolls that are filled with names of people who have died, moved, or don't even exist. In the LaToya Cantrell recall campaign, organizers discovered tens of thousands of mistakes on the Orleans Parish voter rolls. Imagine the problems throughout our state. Help us ensure our next governor prioritizes this vital issue. To learn more, visit lavip.org. That's lavip.org.
It's Jeff Cruer. Join me weekdays from 7 to 11 a.m. for Ringside Politics, right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans.